Today's gospel ends Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and it is an astonishing and in a certain way a disturbing finale. He ends it with making a clear distinction of those who enter into the kingdom of heaven and those who don't. And that distinction is very basic. Those who enter in the kingdom of heaven are those who do the will of my heavenly Father. And those who don't enter it are those who don't do the will of my heavenly Father. Basic, clear. What's disturbing is this, dear people, is he then gives examples of those who don't enter, who will not enter the kingdom of heaven. He says, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy? Did we not chase out demons? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Those are the examples he gives. He doesn't give, many are going to say to me, I know I laid on the couch and was lazy my whole life. I know I didn't care about your what you asked. The point is, the example he's giving are not apathetic, immoral, anti-religious people, but groups of people who are very clearly spiritual, religious, focused on the supernatural. That should disturb us. But the fact is, in his entire Sermon on the Mount that we've been going through for the last 23 days, it feels like 4 months, but the last 23 days, he doesn't ask anybody to prophesy. He doesn't ask anybody to drive out demons. He doesn't ask anybody to do mighty deeds. Those who are excluded are people who are acting out of their ego, their own self-will, and covering it up with religious clothes. That this Sermon on the Mount, dear people, is about God killing our self-will so that his will can lead us and not my own. And you know where the death of that self-will happens? Where I'm poor in spirit. Where I can't do mighty deeds. Where I can't drive out my demons. Where I don't know what God's saying and I can't prophesy. Where I'm poor. And all I have is trusting in his providence and clinging to him. And that's where my ego is killed. And that's where a new life begins. And my heart is awakened to God does everything for me. Where is that in us? We have to stop resisting our poverty of spirit and wanting Jesus to do his great work there so that the will of God will lead me and not my own. May God grant us that grace.